Top 106.5, it's the morning wake up and we are awake and so ready to be talking to our guests this morning, Paul and Julianne Staines, originally from the Sunshine Coast, now residing in beautiful Brisbane. Now, before the break, we were talking about their amazing son, Alberto Campbell Staines, who is off to Tokyo to compete in the Paralympics. Super excited about that. Paul and Julianne, I was just wondering if you could maybe shed some light on some of the challenges that Alberto has had to face just to even make it into the games.
Great question. Alberto has an intellectual disability, so he runs in a category which is called T20. So all the Paralympics have their own categories. Mm. So that disability comes with its own challenges, but it also comes with a lot of unique giftings too. We always say Alberto is doubly gifted, or doubly exceptional.
Quite
exceptional. That's what I'm trying to find. You know, he has a disability, but he also has a lot of strength. Mm. He struggled all through school, the academic side of things, and his processing speed can be quite slow. Alberto's really good at letting you know what he can and can't do, and often you'll say to people, oh, just slow down there a bit. I just need time to process that.
Yeah, that's good.
We could all learn from that, actually.
Now, Paul, fascinatingly enough, and I understand the challenges with school, but he now finds himself working back at a school. He's a sports teacher aide, is that right?
Yes, he's fantastic within that role. As I said, you know, he's quite exceptional. So he does have really high intelligence in some areas. One of those areas is sport. He just has a natural intelligence in that area, particularly with teaching the kids. He works mainly with the little kids, prep to year three he works with.
Yeah.
And they absolutely love him.
It'd be great to have that compassion, obviously, you know, from him understanding the challenges of the school environment to now be able to, you know, help your other young people. When did you start to see that he had that gifting with athletics? Obviously, at some point, that started to, you know, peak beyond just the normal.
Yeah, we remember his first sports day back in Australia. He was in grade three. And over the breakfast table, we were talking to Albert and I said, oh, you know, this is what happens today. You're running lots of races. Just see how you go and try to keep up with your friends. And he won every single race.
Good.
And the PE teacher came up to us after the event and said, oh, we might need to get this young lad some coaching.
Yep.
Wow.
Awesome. It's so good.
Oh, I just think what's so inspiring about this story is how you said that God spoke to all of you. And I just think sometimes in life we can go through feeling like we're alone and that maybe no one's listening, no one cares. But I just think what is great about this is that God knew, and I think that when he spoke to you, Julianne, and to you, Paul, and to you, Alberto, he knew what was ahead in Alberto's life and in your life. And I just think good on you for answering that call and raising such an amazing son. I think when I see photos of Alberto, it's funny because Christian, you know, people always talk about his smile, and I think Alberto has one to match, actually, because it's just such an amazing, beautiful smile.
Oh, so good. So good. Yeah. Well, look, obviously we're going to be cheering him on and it is so exciting. It's one medal that if it does go to Jamaica, I'll be happy about. So good. Paul and Julianne, thank you so much for catching up with us today. And, for everyone to be watching the games. Do you know what day his Alberto's 400-metre event is on or not yet?
Yeah, he's running on the 30th of August. He flies out next week on the 21st, and he's running on the 30th. We're not sure of the exact time of that race, but we know it will be at night time. And can I also just add, Alberto is very blessed that he's a self-funded athlete and he's been able to get there under his own steam. Mm,
yeah.
But we know a few other Jamaican athletes, one in particular who's another young man who we taught in Jamaica, and Alberto grew up with him.
Wow.
Theodore Suba, who's going to be the first ever blind athlete to represent Jamaica at the Paralympics. And he's
amazing.
Really struggling just getting the airfare together to make it there.
Amazing.
So we're putting it out. People, if you want to help, jump on the interweb. Just Google Jamaican Paralympic Association and there's a link there to donate because we'd love for Alberto to be able to catch up with his mate from the orphanage, Theodore.
Totally. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's so important.
Well, Paulie and Julia, thank you. And amazing to be in that environment with seeing so many gifted people really doing their best. And it's what a wonderful time. We look forward to cheering on Alberto Campbell Staines.
Yeah.
And man, just nourish joys and visions of hearing his name shouted out. And anyway, I know we'll know he'll do his best, and he is an inspiring young man. And thank you so much for sharing your journey with us today.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, really appreciate it.
God bless you all.